podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Great to see we've still got power to the studio. They haven't cut us off because...
They do keep cutting us off.
No, they actually do keep...
We've had everything switch off and switch back on so far. I mean, what a morning.
What a morning.
What a way to start the year.
It wouldn't be Tom and Loggy without a bit of this. Just a quick wrap up of how the last sort of, well, month-ish, 3 weeks has been, my friend.
Yes, yeah.
What's been going on? How's the vibe been?
Well, I've sort of been working.
Yeah.
So I worked all the way through.
Literally everything's been on fire or underwater.
Underwater, yeah, and there was other stuff. There was just other stuff going on. So, yes, had a lot to do still here at the station.
So are you telling me that that means that the next couple of Fridays you'll be having in lieu or...?
No, absolutely okay. No, that's not how it works.
Doesn't work
no,
like that?
No, it doesn't work like that.
As a friend, I'm like, that sucks. But as your co-host, I'm like, good.
Good, yeah.
I do have a question.
Just means 10 a.m. every Friday I'll be over at the Phoenix, down the road here.
Of course you will.
Scotchy scotch.
They're the only people that serve a scotch at 10 a.m. Yeah. Without judgment.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I don't know if this is blowing anything.
What?
I don't know if, are you keeping something secret from me? Because I've seen something. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
My eyesight isn't the best. Did you get a face tat?
No.
What is this? What have you got on your head?
This is a little sticker. It's a little
pimple patch. Oh, my God.
It's a little pimple patch sticker that I forgot to...
Okay. I'm so sorry, but I thought there was the start of a Southern Cross face tatting because you have
a... It's a little...
You have a star...
A little blue star on my forehead.
Above your eyebrow ring, and I was like, mate, you've gotten something without asking me on your face. Now, I thought we had rules and regulations.
No, there are rules. So that's a little... Sorry, I did. I forgot to take that off. It's a little pimple patch that I wore overnight.
Do you know how frightened I was in the last hour? I was like, this guy's went and got a face tattoo. No offense to anyone with a face tattoo, but I'm like, I assume you chat to your friends and family about that before making such a big
you
decision.
You are my sort of advisor when it comes to anything sort of presentation wise, put it that way.
Oh, my God. Honestly, you've saved me so much. A weight has been lifted.
Yeah, she thought it was. Yeah, no, it's good that you could see it, though, because it's under my hat. Like, it was right under the brim of my hat.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. I just wanted to check. That was the first thing I wanted to check. But apart from that, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay,
you didn't,
nice.
You didn't get any tats over the Christmas sort of period?
Maybe. No, normally I get bruises over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
May have got a few of those. I'll let you know a little bit later.
No hematomas, nothing
maybe.
Like that.
It's my normal vibe.
You walked in normal... This morning, normally, there was no limping or anything.
And there's all my limbs are attached.
That's great.
Which is awesome for this time of year.
Yeah, just let's touch wood, not jinx anything.
I was so scared. Last night I went to scratch behind me, my back.
Yeah.
And I thought, if my arm pops out, Tom will never forgive me.
For reference, this time last year, you slipped in the shower like an 86-year-old woman and dislocated, like wrenched your shoulder from your body.
Yeah. I like to say my arm fell away from my torso because that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But no, all good here, mate. And I look forward to telling you the stories of the past 3 weeks.
Okay.
Filtered, of course, and slowly sprinkled across the next month.
All right. Spread out. No face tats, though, so far. If you got a face tat over Christmas, give us a call. 52232.
Love to hear about it.
955.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
It's a weird time of year. Still, we've had the last couple of weeks off and, well, you intermittently, as we found out. But it's a weird time of year for not knowing kind of what's going on. Everyone's living in their own bubble. A lot of us... We're on holidays up until today.
Yes.
People still on holidays.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a teacher.
Yeah, nice.
You know, you still got a couple of weeks. That's nice, depending on what school you go to.
Yeah.
So, you know, walking around the streets, it can be a bit different. Because some people are partying till 4 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
and
true.
Other people are like, hey, I've been working for 4 weeks.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm over this.
I had the Christmas day and the New Year's day. Yeah. Holiday, Boxing Day, and that's it. Yeah.
Right. So if you've ever tried... to, you know, be responsible and organise a lift home, there's a few different ways you can do it. Obviously, the train lines this time of year get a bit weird. If you can get a train, you don't have to get a bus to Werribee.
Oh, I know. I was going to take the girls to Melbourne tomorrow afternoon on the train, and then I realised... No trains.
No
trains.
You can catch a bus. It's easy as if you just want to stand here and wait forever. Mm. No, but there's also the ride shares. And I did my first Uber ride share.
Oh, where you get in an Uber with someone else, a stranger.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I just want to apologise to the nurse that was
going
to her shift at the hospital.
Of course she was.
Me and my mate, as she was going to work, we were coming home from a festive night.
Yeah.
And it correlated with the same hour of the day, you see.
Yeah,
okay. And so Uber rideshare around this time of year, it's just a blending of communities.
Mm.
You know, the absolute heroes of our society going to work and the pissheads who are out and about. And I just want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for the questions. Normally what I do under anaesthetic when I'm coming out of anaesthetic is thank you for your service.
Yes.
And I do that when I'm drunk as well, it turns out. But I do thank you, and I thank all the medical people out there. And I'm so sorry for anyone that has to ride share still at this time of year, even though it's the 19th of Jan. It's still a wild road out there.
She will absolutely pay the extra $3.30 that she would have had to pay next time.
100%.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's
been a while. Let's do one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
But don't call us.
Don't actually call us. We don't need your help. We just do it for the song. Now, I am worried about doing this. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? Because once the floodgates open, as we well know with some of these hacks, you know, everybody jumps on board and then all of a sudden they close the loophole.
Yes, I know, but you can't be a gatekeeper, mate.
You can't?
No, because this is the thing. It's just a good thing to do in life.
Mm.
Would I do the same in your situation? I don't know. You're
probably
a better
not.
Person than me.
You have. Absolutely, I can think of three hacks that you've not gone to air with because you...
Come on now.
It's just in the last year alone. You'll notice today that I have rolled into work, as you said before, looking sharp, put in a bit of effort, and I'm wearing a crisp new black hat.
Trademark. You like to get one?
Plain black flex fit.
Yes.
Go through a new one probably every sort of 3 to 6 months.
Oh, I thought you just grab one every year.
No, I'll go through probably 3 a year maybe. So.
Okay, well, that's not.
Why? They go brown, mate. They go if you wear them every day.
Re-dye it, maybe.
How about I just spend the $30 on a
brand
new
hat? Come on, mate. Be sustainable, yeah?
Dye your cap. Oh, yeah, and then when it gets hot, like I take it off my head and I've got like black dye on my
head. I can't fight you there.
Anywho, they're actually not super easy to find. As weird as that is to hear, right?
Mm.
To go to a shop in Geelong and buy a plain black flex fit hat is actually quite difficult. There's not a shop in Westfield that stocks them.
Oh, like Lids or something?
No, that doesn't have a plain. It has a youth size, and I do have quite a pin head, so chances are it would fit.
It's a normal head.
But yeah, generally you have to get them online.
That sucks.
Yeah, there may be. I don't know. I haven't been out to Wompons looking for it, but
if you're a local business,
and you, well, funny you should say that. So I was talking to my mate, and he goes, "Oh, you know where has them?" I was like, "What? Where?" He goes, the workwear joint next to Petstock in Corio on Melbourne Road there, right?
Yeah.
And so, and I was like, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, not many people know. And that's how, you know, so they've got stock. So they're called On The Go Safety and Workwear, right? And so
are they the ones that do like you can buy shirts for your workplace and then you get embroidered crap on it?
Probably, yeah. I don't know. But it's like high vis. There's so much high vis in
there. Okay, yeah.
You know, and boots and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So people, that's where people go for that gear. They don't think, oh, I'll go buy a plain black flex fit cap.
You know how many people are pissed off at you right now?
Because I've blown it wide open.
You've blown it wide open.
I know, and that's why I said I didn't want to do it, but you're like, no, it'll be fine.
Nah, yeah, it won't be fine.
Anyway, so I took
If you have a problem with it, feel free to give us a call and just go, Tom.
Absolutely.
I'd love that
to start off that I've revealed it.
Yeah.
But shout out to the team at On The Go Safety and Workwear on Melbourne Road there in Corio next to Petstock.
Are they supporting you now? Are you getting all your hat?
No, I'd say I paid full price, but I did get a discount for joining their membership, whatever.
Oh!
Like 10% off or something.
Yeah.
But I paid cash money for my hat. I'm just glad to have a nice, fresh, crisp new hat and a place that I can go and get one.
Next ask time. For the Tom special.
Yeah, don't ask for that. They'll spit in the hat and stick it on your head.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Now what happens to me generally... Genuinely, but generally as well. Each and every summer break, what do I normally get up to? What's the main story from when I return?
Well, generally, you stop shaving and you get quite bushy.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't care.
Absolutely, mate.
Nah, exactly.
It's the off season, you know?
Well, I'm going to be how I want to be, on or off.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Mainly off.
All right.
we're back. If it's not you, it's someone else, but generally one of the team hurts themselves over the Christmas period, the festive period, and more often than not, it's you.
Yeah. Normally a fall is involved.
Yeah, true. So, you fell. So, what have we had? You fell and dislocated your shoulder last year, which was bad because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't drive in from Ocean Grove.
No, I had to have an operation.
Yeah.
I had ripped it off so bad.
Yeah. In other years, you've been standing on top of an esky and it's gone out from underneath you and you've ended up with, what did the doctor say, the biggest hematoma he's ever seen?
Yeah.
And weirdly,
they work in sports.
Yeah.
Rugby sports.
That's right.
Yes.
And weirdly, they were looking at the other side of your body too.
That's the wrong side, mate, we're talking about. About this. Oh, that's the hematoma.
Yeah,
so it's happened again. And so Jimmy and I went camping last week.
Yeah.
And we went to Port Welshpool, which is kind of 45 minutes out of Wilson's Prom.
Yeah, cool.
Right?
Nice.
And so we were camping and the first day we got there, it was that 40 degree day where there were fires everywhere, right?
Yes.
And then the second day we were there, it was like 60K winds all day.
Cool.
And I'm like, God, I love extreme camping.
Any camping that you two do is extreme camping. I said this to you all the time. I was like, it wouldn't be a Jimmy and Log camping trip without some sort of extreme weather.
Seriously, and it breaks me. I try to be that girl.
Yeah.
I try to, but I don't do well in extremes.
Your Bunnings hat won't stay on.
Seriously.
And that's how you know.
That's how I know. So we had to sort of, we had the annex of the camper trailer, right? We had the annex and we had to sort of zip it up from one side and it's a real bee to try and re-zip it. And because everything was flapping, we had to open up the annex to get some air and kind of move in and out and go, you know, between the annex and outside.
Sure.
But we had to leave the zip open. We opened the zip from the top and had to zip it down but leave it kind of attached at the bottom.
Oh, so
it wouldn't, we kind of had to step over it every time.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Jimmy, as he does, likes to lie down and stretch his back out wherever he can.
Yeah.
And we were at this caravan park and it was great. And there were people walking around and, you know, it was an afternoon after a full day of wind. And so the vibes are, you know, everyone's just trying to keep it together mentally.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And so I poured myself a large glass of wine in my plastic cup. And I thought, I'm going to go for a walk because this was a park that had dogs too. So I'm like, I just went generally around and just kept patting everyone's dogs. Great. And I thought, I'm going to take my wine. And then what happened is I went to get out and, you know, I couldn't simply just walk over.
Step over the tarp or
whatever. No, no. Because when I did, and then my foot got caught on a rope that was keeping the tarp attached to the ground. And I fell. Fell over. I actually broke two nails. How? Of my own nail. I don't know. I went down. Jimmy said I went down hard. I know that you'd be happy to know that I kept half a glass of wine.
Good on ya.
Yes.
See, that's the main thing.
So that's a win, right? But once again, I've had a fall. We've had a fall over this period.
We've had fires. We've had floods. Clearly earthquakes over east. We've had... I mean, depends how hard you went down, but...
I did go down pretty hard. My first thought was, it's a different shoulder.
Yeah.
Tom will kill me.
Was it? Did you land on your shoulder?
I landed on my shoulder. Oh, yeah, but my arm wasn't outstretched, so it was fine. And I saved my wine. It was all good. But I just thought, has anyone else said this had a fall over this period?
Did you tuck and roll? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I sort of did. I sort of tuck and fell, and I was in the ropes, and some people were walking past, and they laughed. We all had a good laugh. But... Yeah, if you've had a fall over this period.
Holiday falls.
I'd love to hear about it because it makes me feel like a better person.
We've got Tony from Cry on the line. Morning, Tony. Are you there? Wait, hang on. There we go. Got you. You there?
You there, guys?
Yes, got you, mate.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, hi, mate. Did you take a tumble over the festive period?
Not me personally, but one of my mates had probably a gold medal in tumbling. He went off to go get some beers for the boys, coming back in an air-conditioned house on one of those warmer days across the aisles. Had a bit of a cartoon skit, slipped and slide, managed to hold his legs, spilled a little bit of the beer, sat the beers down, had a little bit of a celebration as he walked back to grab the rest, and slipped over the beer that he fell.
Didn't get you the first time. We'll get you the next time.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I thought I would just quickly bring something to the table because, you know, famously, I have quite a solid game plan for my funeral.
Yeah, and, you know, that's good. And you're okay. You're still okay?
But there are wishes, you know. Everybody can have wishes of the way that they would like to be farewelled.
Yeah, people generally don't think about it unless they're confronted with that.
No, but it's nice to be prepared. Well, I'm not prepared for anything else in my life, but okay. I had this idea and now I've clung to it. And
it's really annoying that as part of your close circle that we're expected to somehow make this happen. And I'm telling you right now, I have no qualms about lying to your face and saying, yeah, we'll totally do this.
That's, well...
never happening.
That's okay. I probably won't know about it. But this is my vision. Mm. And long-time listeners of the show will know. Oh, it involves the greatest Adele song of all time.
Yes,
essentially,
it does.
I'm in the casket. Mm. Everybody's sort of goes through the funeral ceremony and that kind of thing. And then it gets to the end and it's like, all right, it's time to say goodbye to Tom. And instead of pallbearers like carrying me out, I am in the casket and Adele's turning table starts playing. And slowly the casket rises
and turns. Yeah, because it's on some type of...
ropes. Turns. I've already thought about
it. It's on cables. I thought it was a table that was rising.
No, no, no. It's cables, mate. I'm floating up and there's a hole in the ceiling.
That seems dangerous.
There's a hole in the ceiling and I disappear into the ceiling and everybody waves.
But I thought the whole thing was that you're turning it. The table is turning. And you're going into the roof.
I am the table. Isn't that going to be beautiful, right?
Yeah, that's logistics,
That's going to be beautiful. I've extended the plan.
Oh.
I've got the next step, and it just makes sense.
Okay.
So, what about this? And keep in mind, these are my wishes for my own funeral, and I'm not being insensitive or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Oh, great. Now, okay. Oh, God, I'm so scared. Yeah?
So, I get up into the ceiling.
Mm.
Then I get put onto sort of like a conveyor belt straight down to the crematorium.
What the hell? Okay, where do we get this? Yeah.
Straight down to the crematorium, bang, do the job, come out the other side of it into little bottles, and then as everybody files out, I'm the bomboniere.
You are such a moron. You're such a moron.
I'm the bomboniere at my own funeral. Everybody takes a little bit of Tom. Because, I mean, you're going to have a little bit of Tom inside your heart as you leave, but you're also going to have a little bit of Tom in a little bottle.
Are we doing the candied almonds on the side as well?
Maybe.
Okay, that's a whole thing.
Probably unnecessary because you'll have a little bottle of me and maybe a sticker on the front with me giving the thumbs up.
Amazing. Like, I'll definitely leave that at the venue.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for leaving.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, true, like after
it's
a
happening.
Week.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.